Good afternoon. High pressure continues to keep it dry across the interior of New York and New England, although it is departing off the eastern seaboard. Streaming in its wake is an area of high cloudiness well in advance of the next disturbance, which is currently tracking through the western Great Lakes. The system will continue to make progress in our direction, and clouds will increase and thicken throughout the afternoon. A southerly wind flow developing will help push temperatures back into the upper 20s for afternoon highs. As that system draws closer this evening, snow will break out from west to east across the region and continue steadily, although mainly lightly, during the overnight period. Temperatures will stay in the 20s overnight. Snow will persist into the morning drive tomorrow and then begin to wind down during the middle of the morning, with leftover snow showers in the afternoon as the storm departs off the eastern seaboard. Storm totals will be in the range of about 2 to 4 inches across most areas, about an inch or two likely in the lower Hudson Valley and most of southern New England. Parts of the higher terrain across New York, especially the Adirondacks and over into the Green Mountains of Vermont, could see as much as 3 to 6 inches of snow. As the wind picks up behind the system, the snow will blow around and the temperatures will start to drop. Readings will be in the middle and upper 20s through about lunchtime and then fall back through the 20s for the rest of the day. Arctic air will continue to spill in on Friday night, and it'll be a cold Saturday. Despite a mix of sun and clouds, we'll have a stiff breeze, especially in the morning, and afternoon highs will only be in the middle teens. Back to around 20 with dry weather on Sunday, although sunshine will give way to increasing clouds during the day. Still some uncertainty as to the weather for early next week. It'll largely depend on how a system evolves out of the lower Mississippi Valley. Computer models earlier this week were taking this system toward us and bringing us a bunch of precipitation for Monday. However, they are backing off now and shearing the system off to the south. We'll see how this evolves as we head into the weekend. Either way, it looks cold to start next week with highs in the teens on both Monday and Tuesday and 20s with a chance of snow showers on Wednesday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the storm, which will affect our weather over the next 36 hours, is causing problems to our west. Freezing rain is an issue in parts of the Midwest and Great Lakes as milder air from the south rides over the top of sub-freezing air at ground level. Amounts will be light, but travel will be hazardous in places such as Cleveland and Minneapolis. And a winter storm watch is out for the southern Rockies of New Mexico. A slow-moving Pacific system will move ashore and produce snow in the mountains from tomorrow night through the beginning of the weekend. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 86 degrees at Cotulla, Texas, to a low of 12 below zero at Rudyard, Atlanta, and Roscommon, all in Michigan. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City increasing clouds in the lower 30s, Boston mostly sunny near 30, and in Buffalo cloudy with light snow and highs in the lower 30s. The average high temperature in Albany today, 31 degrees, the average low 15. The record high 54 set in 2002, and the record low 10 below zero in 1925. Sunrise this morning, 7:13 a.m., sunset this evening, 5:04 p.m., 9 hours and 51 minutes of daylight, an increase of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Increasing and thickening clouds this afternoon with highs in the mid to upper 20s. Light snow moving in tonight with lows in the lower 20s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, increasing and thickening clouds today with highs in the lower 30s. Light snow tonight with lows in the mid-20s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, increasing and thickening clouds with light snow developing into the evening, highs in the upper 20s. More light snow tonight with lows in the lower 20s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, increasing clouds today with highs near 30. Light snow tonight with lows in the lower to mid-20s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Increasing and thickening clouds this afternoon with highs in the upper 20s. Light snow tonight with lows in the lower to mid-20s. Region-wide for tomorrow, morning snow. Snow showers in the afternoon, windy and turning colder, with high temperatures in the first half of the day in the middle and upper 20s, then readings will fall back through the 20s during the second part of the day. A mix of sun and clouds, breezy and very cold Saturday in the middle teens, sunshine giving way to clouds on Sunday around 20. A chance of snow, especially in southern New York and New England on Monday in the middle and upper teens. A mix of sun and clouds in the mid-teens on Tuesday, and a chance of snow showers Wednesday with highs back into the mid-20s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.